These are the Qayshi Tapes. Uman and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hello, everybody. We're back with another Qayshi Tapes. We got another great interview for you. I'm John Hewlett, and my partner is...
Favaz.
And we've been doing this now for... this is the 31st show. It's amazing.
Unreal. Yeah. 31 weeks. So yeah. Divided by four is 7 months, almost 8 months.
And we have been doing this. And we have a lot more interview subjects to share with you. So
we do. And we even have repeats of artists, but not repeats of interviews. You know, like, have like the one we're going to do today is Neil Sean of Journey. This might be my first time ever interviewing him. But, you know, later on, I inducted him and Jonathan Cain into the Qayshi Hall of Fame. Journey inducted them and sat down and talked with them again. And yeah. I know you've probably interviewed Neil Sean. So it's kind of cool. We have a lot.
Yeah. All right. This goes back to 1998, correct?
It does. November of 1998. I believe they were playing the Fox Theater. And I don't think Arnel Pineda, who is the current Journey singer, who sounds incredibly like Steve Perry, I'm not sure that he was the singer at the time. You know, Neil Sean found him on YouTube, I believe.
Yeah.
And so I interviewed Neil on the phone here, but I also remember meeting him and Jonathan Cain at the Fox Theater. And I remember that he told me he was pissed off at Steve Perry at the time, John. He was like, oh, yeah. Every time I mention him or whatever, as Neil said, quote, I get a call from his fucking lawyer. That's what he said to me at the time.
Yeah.
So I don't think, things with him and Steve Perry are better now. And I would say almost good. Although Steve will never join Journey again, he said. But, back then they did not like each other at all.
Now, that's changed here recently.
Yeah, because of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, they went into the hall and, they were there and they kissed and made up and said, hey, we're going to, start talking and everything. But they haven't done anything.
And when you did this interview, that was like just a couple of years after the last album that they'd done together with Steve Perry. So
I don't even remember the last Steve Perry record.
The wounds were fresh.
This was 98, so I'm not even sure when that would have been.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Neil Sean of Journey.
Qayshi 95, the Rock of St. Louis. That's Journey right there. Wheel in the Sky. Timing is everything. With me on the phone is Neil Sean, the guitarist for Journey. Neil, hello, man.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
How does that sound, man? That's a new lineup there. I think it's pretty rocking.
Well, I'm telling you, it sounds just like as good as it ever has been.
Yeah, actually, it's a little bit better.
Yeah, you think so?
We've been told, I mean, anybody that has doubts about coming to our show, I just want to tell them they should go check out www.journeytheband.com. And check out the reviews for the last 2 months that we've been getting from fans out there.
There you go. Or if you just heard that track right there, I'm going to play another track with your new lead singer, Steve Aggeri, on it here in just a little bit. But first of all,
Steve Aggeri, remember him?
Yes.
He was the singer at the time.
Right.
So I was correct. They had not met or he had not come across Arnel Pineda yet on YouTube. That's how he found him. Mm-hmm. So this was Steve Aggeri singing.
Right.
Interesting.
And he really sounded a lot like Steve.
He was
Perry.
Good too. He's not as he doesn't sound quite like Steve like Arnel does, but it was good.
Set the stage. Tomorrow night, Journey is in concert at the Fox Theater. Some tickets do remain for the show. And Neil, I must tell you, to say Journey live in concert in St. Louis is kind of weird. Man, it's been
a while, but it's been too long. And I got to tell you, we've been ripping it up out here, and we're having a gas.
Well, that's good. Let's talk about the lineup now. In Journey right now, Neil Sean, of course.
It's myself. It's Ron Spallery on bass. Right. Jonathan Cain on keyboards.
Right.
Steve Aggeri on vocals. And Dean Castronovo on drums, who was in Bad English with Jonathan and I.
That's right. Now, he must like you a lot, or you must like him a lot, because you keep giving him...
I love him, man. I can't get enough of him.
Yeah, you keep giving him work all the time, right?
I mean, the guy just kicks me in the butt. That's where I want to be kicked while I'm playing.
That's cool.
Unfortunately, Dean had some sort of spousal abuse issues against him.
He did, and I think those are over. I don't know if he served time for him, but he might even be back in the band.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Now, Steve Aggeri, tell us, first of all, we remember Steve from the band Tall Stories because we played a track off of that record back in 92 or whatever.
Actually, that's how I originally had heard his voice.
Really?
I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and the Tall Stories song came on radio, and I had to pull over to the side of the road. And I was with a friend of mine, and I said, wait a minute, I don't recall playing that song. I thought it was a Journey song that I just forgot,
So
it always stuck in my head. His name stuck in my head. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I said to myself, I'm going to give Jonathan a call, and if we ever want to get this ship started again and somebody doesn't want to work with us, then we know where to go.
Wow. Well, you found a perfect one. Now,
it was that easy, man. It was really weird. He flew out. I got a hold of him through a friend of mine who lived in Brooklyn, New York as well. He's from Brooklyn, New York. And this friend of mine teaches guitar in the Bay Area, close to my house. And a friend of mine heard that we were auditioning singers, came over to my house with a tape with Steve's name on it and his number. It doesn't get much easier than that.
Wow, that is simple.
The guy down.
That's too easy.
It was sort of like fate, you know.
Now, if you hadn't heard him or anything and you were looking...
You know, when you're Neil Sean and you want somebody to come audition, you can have anybody you want.
Sure.
And you can get a whole... Somebody that he knows somebody. You know,
yes.
It's just so... That's kind of funny to me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and you know, when they were adding this new singer to the lineup, replacing a guy who's legendary, they really didn't have much to go on other than what Bad Company may have done with Brian Howe after Paul Rodgers mm-hmm. left. I mean, that was kind of something that I guess they could have drawn from. But, you know, it's not like we know now that a band can keep going with somebody else who might be doing the lead singing.
Well, it happened with Van Halen. It happened with AC/DC.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
But did you notice, though?
But it was a risk.
Right, it was a risk. In the interview, he said, in case somebody doesn't want to work with us. Did you catch that part?
Yeah, he's referring to
Steve
Perry.
Perry. Yeah. Steve didn't want to work with him.
Yeah.
Still doesn't, really.
Yeah.
Steve Algieri and the band.
For somebody to take the place of Steve Perry, would you have intentionally got somebody that sounds just like Steve, the way Steve Perry...
Well, you know what? Steve Algieri does a lot of his own stuff, too. It just so happens that he can cover the old material, which was, you know, a necessary thing. We figured that if we're going to go out... and play the greatest hits, which people are going to want to hear, they've got to be, you know, great renditions of the song.
Right.
You know, and not somebody that sounds completely new. But he does go in some new places that we're going to go that we're writing right now. You know, it's much more of a bluesy sort of atmosphere. But,
So how funny is that? He's talking about he's got to be able to sing the old material, and he gets Arnel Pineda, who has been the singer now for I don't know how many years, mm-hmm. sounds just like Steve Perry, and he can do the old material. So he may have been saying, yeah, we kind of want somebody that sounds like Steve. Then he went to somebody that totally sounds like Steve Perry,
yeah.
and he found him online.
Well, I guess initially there in 98, this was... they were thinking, well, we want to record new material.
Right.
And so, you know, having somebody who doesn't sound exactly like Steve could also work for that, kind of
right.
establish a new sound for Journey. But now they know that is totally out of
nobody
the
cares.
Questions.
Everybody wants to hear
the
greatest.
Imitator.
Yeah. And that's why they come, you know, they tour every year just about with really good bands, and they have Arnel, and they sound great,
yeah.
you know?
They're doing a residency in Las Vegas, too, up coming
yeah.
here, aren't they? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
We're having a lot of fun, man, and the fans are not, you know, there's not one disappointed fan, I can tell you that.
How does he feel about being in the band? He must be pretty excited.
He's excited, man. He's a gem. We're getting along great. We've got some new blood here happening, and I think the band is more kicking now than it ever has been.
We're talking to Neil Sean of Journey, and they're...
Don't say that.
Kick what?
He said the band kicking out more than ever has been.
Oh.
No, come on. It was kicking best when Steve Perry was in the band and you were at the heights of
very
your career.
True.
So
yeah.
Don't try to pull it.
Yeah.
Concert tomorrow night at the Fox Theater. Of course, Journey put out a record a couple years ago now already called Trial by Fire with Steve Perry on the vocal.
Which we did nothing with.
And, yeah, exactly. Now, and we all heard, let me tell you what I heard, and then you can set the record straight. Steve broke his hip while he was hiking in Hawaii or something.
Something to that effect, you know. I never got really to the bottom of it either. I have no idea what the real deal is. I mean, if anybody really wants to know, I'm not the guy to talk to because I haven't spoken to him since we did the record.
So you're telling me, okay, so as the story goes, then he hurt his hip. He didn't know if he wants to have rehab or surgery, so he couldn't tour.
Well, he said he was going to, you know, have surgery, and then it never happened, and we waited around for a year and a half to see if he was going to get better, to see if we could tour. And, you know, in the meantime, Jonathan and I were sort of chomping at the bit to get out there because we had a single that did really well off the last record. And you know, we had sold a couple million units, and we were just, like, anxious to get out there and play, man. It'd been, like, you know, 12 years.
Right.
And so I just, you know, I went over to John's. We both talked about it. I said, look, you know what? I started this band back in 73. I consider the name mine more than anybody's.
Yeah, that's very true, man.
And, you know, I mean, we had 5 years of hard road work that we had done before Perry was even in the band.
That's true.
So I said, I want to move on here. I want to replace him. Journey has always gone through different, you know, member changes.
Yep.
And the way I feel about the band is I think anyone's replaceable, and so far we've proven that.
Now,
there he just said it right there, man.
Well, he's right about that. You know, and I was saying, you know, they hadn't had much to work on or no real examples of bands continuing on with new singers. I was dead wrong. They did that back in 74, 75, when they brought in Steve Perry.
Well, actually, it was later than that. It was when I boarded the Journey bus back. It was probably like 78 or 79. He said he started Journey in 73.
Yeah, you're right.
So it was then. So they had a good 6 years under their belts.
With Greg Raleigh doing most of the
lead singing.
And then
they bring in Steve Perry, and then him and Raleigh share the vocal.
Yeah.
And then Raleigh eventually leaves, and Journey became the biggest American band out there.
Yeah. So,
but to hear him tell the story right now is great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And there is a anger in his voice.
Yes, absolutely. You know, he's pissed off. He called him Perry, too. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Didn't say Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Called him Perry.
So you feel like Steve Perry was jerking you around, basically?
Well, I'm not going to say that. But, you know, I think that he was...
I'm not going to say that.
He did have some physical problems, and that he just was not able to tour, and I wanted to tour.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Neil. Now, Journey's music changed throughout the course of the year, or the years went by. When you got to Raised on Radio, it was some markedly different from 10 years before that. Do you feel now, I always felt that you were the rock influence in the band, because of the way you play guitar. You're an awesome guitar player.
Right.
And certainly, your sound is on Journey. Did Steve Perry's write...
Right. I am an awesome guitar player.
Thank you.
And he's right.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Toward the end and stuff, really wimp Journey out. Do you feel that way?
I feel that it definitely went more in a solo vein, like his solo records, because he was producing that record.
Yeah.
He produced Raised on Radio, so it definitely sounded more like a Steve Perry solo record. Yeah, I felt that a lot of the rock had been taken out of it.
Gotta agree.
Totally agree. Great story about Open Arms, you know, which was on Journey Escape that Steve wanted to do. And Neil was the one like, I don't want to do this song, you know. And he eventually succumbed and was like, all right, we'll do it. Became one of their biggest hits ever, you know.
What band has similar stories? Styx.
Yeah.
Very similar situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dennis DeYoung wanted to go pussified and Tommy Shaw kept rebelling against it.
Right.
And,
did you try to fight that at all, or what?
Well, you know, we weren't getting along that great in those days. I would just basically come in the studio. I'd come in and...
And pussified is a verb. Look at
us. Yes, it is.
I'd be out raging all night with my friends, partying, having a good time. And he'd be producing, so he'd be pissed off that I was, like, you know, kind of messed up when I walked in the studio. But then I'd lay down, like, the solo to I'll Be All Right Without You, or Be Good to Yourself in one take, and I say, okay, I'm done for the day, and I'm splitting.
Back to the bar.
Yeah. And he hated that.
He hated that.
You know, but, you know, that's just the way it was.
Oh, well. Okay, now, so with this new lineup, is there a record in the future, or what's going on?
Yeah, actually, we played in New York earlier this month, and we just ripped up New York. And, you know, it was a great show. We've had nothing but really great shows this whole tour. I mean, the audience has just been outstanding for us. And accepting the new band completely with open arms. No pun intended. And, you know, our record company was there. Sony was there. They wanted to come see the reaction of the people.
Right.
Because everybody is very, you know, they have doubts. They're like, you know, Journey without Perry, I don't believe it. You know, it can't happen.
Right, right.
And so, you know, what we're out here doing right now is we're playing smaller venues. We're coming back in the summer. We're going to play bigger places. We're going to play Coliseums. We're going to play sheds, but we're just starting the fire right now.
You know, I don't think
we are back, and you know, we're kicking it.
I don't think you've ever played the Fox Theater. Now, I've been going to Journey show since 1979, I believe.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of smaller theaters, and it's been cool. You know, it's different. You know, it's more intimate, and you know, gives people a closer look at what's really going on stage. And we're having a great time, and you know, we're having a blast.
As I remember it, from this point on where he's telling you that they're, you know, when they want to do big sheds and big arenas and stuff, I don't think that happened for a while.
It didn't.
No.
I don't think so either.
No, because he was being a little too optimistic there. But eventually,
when they got Arnell, that's when it really started to happen.
They started.
And it, like we said, it was that thing, same thing every year. They would come to, you know, the amphitheater, and they'd have a really good support Sometimes they had sticks. I remember seeing Journey and Heart together, you know, back in 2007 or whatever. And they were great. And I'm looking now, Trial by Fire with Steve Perry was the last record released in October of 96. So this was 2 years later. And they hadn't had a record out yet. And they didn't release a record till April of 2001. So they were definitely in between here. And they were just playing. You know.
And on that album that came out in 2001, wasn't there a song we played on there? Higher, maybe? Was there a song called Higher on that?
Play some more and I'll look. All right.
Let me ask you this, Neil, real quick. How many records have you appeared on in your career? Because, I mean, you've been in so many damn bands, man.
I haven't a clue. I was looking at a bio the other day, and I didn't count them, but there's a lot.
I mean,
and a lot of stuff that I completely forgot about playing on.
Was Santana the first recorded thing that you were ever appeared on?
Yeah, the third record was the first thing I was ever on.
Wow. And then Hardline and Bad English, and, man, you've just been all over.
Yeah, and it just goes on and on, a Paul Rodgers thing. You know, I toured with Paul Rodgers for, you know, 3 years. That was the last time actually I was on tour.
I don't remember that.
That would have been cool to
Paul
see.
Paul Rodgers.
I don't know. I wish you would have said the years. Hey, so what song did you say?
So something like Higher Place,
Higher
maybe?
Place.
Yeah, Higher Place.
And it was written by Jack Blades of Night Ranger, Neil Sean, and Jonathan Cain.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
There you go. With Steve Augeri on the vocal.
Yeah.
Was 6 years ago with him.
Okay. All right. Well, Neil Sean of Journey, man, we cannot wait to see you tomorrow night. Everybody's excited, and it's good to hear that you'll be playing the hits tomorrow night, correct?
Yeah, we're going to be playing. Actually, it's the longest Journey show that anyone has ever heard.
No kidding.
We're playing over 2 hours. We're also playing a couple new instrumentals in the middle of the set, which I was happy to get back to doing. It was something we used to do in the early days that kind of got brushed by the side.
Yeah.
And we're playing, you know.
I wonder why that happened.
Another reference to Perry.
Everything from Infinity onto our last record.
Great. Can't wait to hear it.
It's all mixed up, and it's like recharged and being played better than it was back then.
Well, we can't wait to see you, man. It's been so long. I can't even remember the last time Journey was here with or without Steve Perry. So, Neil Sean, we'll see you tomorrow night at the Fox Theater.
And
tickets remain for the show. A few tickets remain. It's going to be a good one. Let's play this other one now. Neil, I believe this is Separate Ways with your new lead singer, Steve Augeri. You want to intro it?
Yeah, this is Separate Ways from Wisconsin Superfest 98 that we played. It was our first show, actually, in the United States when we came back from our Japanese tour with the new lineup.
All right. And what radio station is it on, Neil?
What radio station is it on?
Yeah, right now.
This is KC.
All right. There you go.
You're kicking it to the curb.
See you, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Well, there you go. Good interview.
Thanks. He's, once again, just a cool guy. But as the years went on, and, you know, I interviewed him for the KC Hall of Fame that we'll play later down the road. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really remembers the support that KC had, because you remember back in the day, Journey, before Steve Perry, was really good.
Oh, yeah. We played a lot of that Journey music back then, still do on the KC Classic Show. But when they brought Steve Perry in, I mean, I was working here at the radio station at that time. And I remember doing a record store promotion with them at Peaches Records.
Really?
And I have this great picture. I'm standing behind Steve Perry as he's signing albums, as people are in a line to come and get it. And
whose fro was bigger, yours or Neil Sean's?
Well, I can't tell you how many times, every time a new Journey album came in, they'd scratch out his name on the album and write my name underneath it. Like, pretty much the same hairdo, no doubt about it. Although I thought mine looked more Carlos Santana-ish than it did Neil Sean-ish, but...
It's funny. I think back to the first time I saw Journey was 1979 at Kiel Auditorium. Mm-hmm. And that was my first time. And that was with Greg Raleigh and Steve Perry sharing the vocal. And it was amazing. And I remember it was like Mother's Day. So it was May. They came back and then headlined the arena like in August.
Uh-huh.
And they had Thin Lizzy open up that show.
And then, of course, they were part of the Super Jam concert.
Yeah, they were in the Super Jam. In fact, they may have announced the 1980 Super Jam then. I mean, I think Sammy headlined. But Journey was part of that show. And, you know, they played Busch Stadium. And they have so many ties to St. Louis.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, Super Jam was a big concert that we had at Busch Stadium. And there were two Super Jams. I think Journey was at the first one.
The very first one?
I think so.
Because, yeah. I mean, they go back to like 70, the Super Jams go back to 77, 76, because Styx played there, and yeah. Sammy, you know, has played, but Judas Priest, Shooting Star, they were all on that one.
And that's when they do it in the middle of summer. And they
hot
had
as
the
balls, baby.
And they had the artificial turf down there, and that grass would heat up underneath the everybody's feet. People got sick and throwing up and overheating, passing out. It was a mess. But for us, you know, those of us who were not at the Kite Flies or whatever, that was the biggest thing to happen in St. Louis concert-wise since those Kite Flies.
You know, and then I remember seeing, you know, when Escape came out, their biggest record ever. Yeah. And when they were the number one band in the world, certainly in the United States, they played the arena. And I remember Bryan Adams opened for him. Yeah. And I saw him on that show. It's just so funny, man. And I liked the Raised on Radio record. I thought their harmonies were still great. But that's when things were falling apart, you know. And like I said, for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the one in Cleveland, they all got back together and hugged and kissed and everything's cool. But don't ever count on Steve Perry being back in Journey.
No, it's not. It's not going to happen. If you've heard his stuff lately, too.
It's terrible.
It's just, he's just not the same.
He's just not, man. Yeah?
And maybe that's the reason why he doesn't want to get back to it. So that's, you know, maybe you can't blame him.
Because it's not rocky at all.
No.
I would hate to say it's easy listening.
Yeah.
But, you know, Neil still wants to rock.
Sure.
And that's
his calling
reason.
Card.
Yeah.
That is his calling card.
That's what he
card.
Does, man.
Yeah. And, of course, he was in the news, about 5 or 6 years ago when he ended up marrying this woman.
Michelle Salaki.
Salaki.
Yeah.
Now, she was famous before she married Neil Schon, because it was her and her husband who somehow snuck their way into a presidential ball that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama were in attendance at.
Yes.
And somehow they got past security.
They did.
And they got in some trouble. And then not long after that, she dumps that guy for Neil Schon. She's laying on a beach with photos with Neil Schon.
Yeah, and he's been married to her ever since.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the greats for sure, and an A-lister in our series of Casey tapes.
Yes.
That's how we rate these things, as A-listers.
Yes, Neil is an A-lister for sure.
And when we run out of A-listers, we'll start doing some B-listers who are in some people's worlds still A-listers.
Yeah, and I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah,
actually,
so we got a lot of stuff yet to come. So stay with us. All right. I'm John Hewlett. Talk to you next time. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMAN or on Instagram, Johnny Hewlett.
Instagram and Twitter, Casey Guy. Facebook, Casey95 Favaz.
AMF.
Adios. Motherfucker.
No, I was supposed to say AMF first.
No, you're supposed to say adios. Adios, my friends. I say adios, motherfucker.
I know, but at the end of your show, you always say AMF.
Yes. Okay, well, we can do that, too.
Yeah,
ready?
And then say the...
Oh, well, whatever. 1, 2, 3.
AMF! Adios, my friend.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
I'm a nice guy.
You are.
The Casey Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.